opinions, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Adults, please.
Adults, please.
Turn it off. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
What up? This is Radio BAM, and I'm here with Raekyon, Ryan Dunn, Rab himself, Dot Glom, my fucking phone's ringing, and Heroin Novak. And we're here in Colorado. What are we doing here? I don't even know.
Smelling your ass. Oh my god. If you guys don't stop farting in these little rooms.
Novak, sum up what you just did to Rake at the very nice restaurant in Copper Mountain.
We kind of started off, Rake was like, he's kid. Rake loves me.
Oh, wait a minute. Should I find out who this asshole is who keeps calling?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Hello?
Hey.
Yo. We're doing the radio live right now. You're on it. I was like, who the fuck is this asshole who keeps calling? Don't you know that you have to hit star 82?
Sorry.
All right.
Just be careful, because the news tonight, it said that there was a huge landslide in California, and I don't want to hear that you were in some avalanche tomorrow.
We're in Colorado, babe.
Yeah, I know, but there was one in California, babe.
That'd be one hell of an avalanche.
That'd be a fucking earthquake.
That's miles and miles away.
In the sense that you could be under snow and,
It would never happen.
Don't say never. Please don't do that.
Alright, well, I'll call you when this is done, because we're summing up what we did, what Novak just did to break.
Oh.
Novak, you know you liked it. Just a little bit.
I just liked the bottom of my ass. That was my favorite part.
Oh, come on. Right, let me call you back.
Bye-bye.
So, sum it up.
Rake loves to make small talk with people that just, the stories would be pointless. So I hear him, like, looks to this guy who's kind of hired to, like, keep people away and take us to these cool places. He's like, so, man, how long have you been working here? What have you been doing? So I just drop trout, put my ass directly on his face, rub ass on his mouth. Then we take it farther, carry on someone else.
Then we go outside, and then Rake's sitting out there, like, smoking cigarettes with everybody. We straight up tackle him, and Brandon comes out butt-ass naked, just rubs his sick beanbag all over his face. And then the only thing Rake has is a cigarette and a beer bottle, so he shoves his beer bottle up Novak's ass.
At one point, it looked like he was spreading my legs to eat my ass.
But wait a minute. When he shoved the beer bottle in your ass, we all saw it. And then when it was all said and done, I said, Novak, did that get in your butthole? And you're like, oh, no. You didn't know. Bottle is up your ass.
I was in jail for a while.
It was okay. Once we got off the flight at Denver, we got on this shuttle, and there happens to be this 80-year-old dude that sits next to Rake. You know, Rake, why does Rake always make small talk? He's not gonna get any ass.
Cause the guy's up nervous. I didn't want to.
What do you care?
I remember when I was 8 years old, we went fishing down this mountain. It was good old times. Like, you're 8, dude. You're reminiscing with some strange.
He was talking about. Dude, I was trying to make small talk before Novak brings out the. Dude, I put my beanbag right in her mouth. And then, like, we started banging her in the shower.
We were dying.
I have one question. Why do you name drop to 80-year-old bald men? Are you trying to get in their pants?
Oh, no,
you name dropping to the wrong people.
We got
people.
A show on the channel called MTV.
You might know about it. Westchester MTV, Viva La Bam, 10 o'clock Sunday nights.
Trying to get down the 80-year-old man's pants.
I need all the money I could get. But that poor bastard, he was like, dude. I was like, that guy's a pro skateboarder. He's like, skateboarding? People make money doing that?
Oh boy.
Anyway, no more small talk with strangers. I got it.
But that was the sickest fucking thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, but the funniest thing is while Rake's like eating my asshole out, I somehow sat on his glasses. Now he's sitting here with like duct tape glasses and shit.
Yeah, after I got raped by 4 men. You guys held all my arms and legs, and then I see a hairy beanball taint coming right for my mouth. All I can do is try and defend yourself, man.
And now your glasses are broken. You look like Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, I look like Revenge of the Nerds.
It's all taped up.
I got a poop stain on my cheek. Thank
walking
you.
Walking around with a jacket. What's your jacket say?
It says LA County Pornographer.
Oh, yo, Rake, tell them about the fucking letter you have in your pocket from 1997.
Pull it out.
Yes.
Read it.
Yeah, let's read it.
Pull it out.
Dude,
Rick was, what was he having? A rummy game. He had a rummy game in 1996.
With a girl and her dad.
Yeah, sum it up.
Rick, pull it out. Let's read it. Well, somebody was reading. Come on, Rick.
Okay, here's.
I can't believe you're still hanging on to it. How did that pick up the Cinebrae fight up on the
radio? It's 2005. I knew 8 years ago.
Well, is this girl that pretty?
No, she wasn't, but I knew 8 years ago. I knew 8 years ago when some girl said she'd marry me that nobody would believe
it. But it was over a game of rummy.
Yeah, but she still says she'd marry me.
Didn't you make her dad sign the contract?
No, she signed the contract, so she's fucking stuck to it.
But the dad played a part in it.
He came all the way out to see who his new son-in-law was going to be. Me.
Oh, man, what a bummer with your long hair and tangled teeth.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Did she eat out your ass before she asked you to marry her?
What his ass looks like with that hair of yours.
Just right after the whole day, it's all swampy and sweaty hair down
there. I don't even want to think about it. No, we already talked about it.
She combed through his ass hair with her tongue.
She was picking ass hair out of her teeth when she was done.
This next song's by Turbo Negro called Suburban Prince's Death Song. It is Radio Bam on Series 28 Faction.
God, turn your radio off.
Thank you. Wi-Fi kids, holy Lord, got another. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam. I'm Sirius 28 Faction.
What's up, this is Bam, and you need to come out to my place. I'll show you around my house and give you a signed skateboard, and maybe I'll let you beat up Phil with me. So go to RadioFaction.com and figure it out from there.
All right, and we're back, and we're not talking about the race swamp ass. So, Rick, give me the letter of this rummy game that you had.
I'll read the letter.
Like, I don't want you guys to touch it. Look how old it is. It's like yellow.
It's yellow.
Oh, my God.
97.
That thing's barely hanging on.
He still has it in his wallet.
It says, Daddy, 120. Lynn, 85. To score in rummy when I decided I wanted to ask Ted to marry me. 6 o'clock on April 3rd, 1997.
Right?
I knew that.
Because I knew.
Nobody else, like some girl wanted to marry me.
No, technically, you didn't get engaged. She decided then. She wanted
we
to marry
you. We got engaged.
You.
I didn't give her a ring or nothing.
Oh, please.
This proves it. See, now, I knew someone would say that, so now.
That doesn't prove anything.
Dude, she
that
signed
says
it.
That says when you wanted to get engaged.
She fucking signed it. I got engaged, and no one can take that away.
Wait a minute.
So she was combing your ass hairs with her tongue. Why didn't you marry her?
Did you French kiss her after she licked your ass?
She must have been wasted, man.
She you guys must ready. Have been hammered at some frat party.
She had some drug problems.
You two are match made in heaven.
At that point in my life, I wasn't asking any questions.
And now you're proud to like have her want to marry you?
Nah, fucking bitch.
Where'd that come from?
Well, why are you hanging on to the letter? You're so bitter.
Yeah, let's throw the fire right now.
Hey, can we call her, Rake?
No way. I don't even know how to get in touch with
her. Let me call one of your girlies.
No.
Yeah, let's call someone. No. Well, how about someone call Rake? It's 610-49.
Wow. Okay, if you don't give out my phone number, I'll call one of my girlies.
Okay.
All
right, let's do it.
This is a good one, too. All
right, let's do it.
Give us a number.
I gotta make sure they're home.
Don't start a letdown.
I know.
All right, your number's
coming out in a minute, Ray. We're giving it out.
Call him.
You got speakerphone?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Sure. Easy clip. So who's this?
Hey, Kitty, is that you?
Kitty?
Yeah, I'm just shaving.
What are you doing? You're shaving.
I'm masturbating.
What are you shaving?
I'm masturbating.
Hey, you're live on Sirius Radio right now.
Yeah, I got Bam and all my buddies. They wanted to know the kind of girls that I hang out with, that I like to spend time with.
And already we're impressed.
Your name's Kitty and you're masturbating and at you this can, moment.
And don't let us stop you from your business.
Yo, Kitty, are you completely bald or what? Talk to me, babe. Let's talk dirty now. Ooh, yeah. Talk dirty to me. Are you Fast Company?
Fast Company.
Are you Three's Company?
Basically, can I seal a deal within 10 minutes of meeting you? Can I? If I told you I loved you, would you seal a deal with me in 5 minutes?
5 minutes? I don't know. Maybe 4.
Oh, my God. Kitty is on fire.
How have I never met you?
Okay, just so you know, just so you guys know the reason.
I just want to know, did she stop yet?
Are you still masturbating or what?
Yes.
Yeah, let's hear noises.
Yeah, let's hear noises.
I have a glass dildo, so.
Well, let's hear noises.
Those are pretty expensive, aren't they?
They are.
Is this a classy girl? I don't fucking know.
You can hear that.
She really is messy.
Yeah. Yo, you're Fast Company of money. I need to marry you now.
She's a good girl, man.
I'm sure.
Who are you thinking about now? Were you thinking about me or Jared when you masturbate?
Who do you think about when you're masturbating?
Was it me or Jared?
Or Evil Jared? Rake Yon or Evil Jared? Or both? Ooh, yeah.
Sometimes I think about Ryan
Jones,
but...
He's right here!
Say hi, Ryan.
I didn't expect that, but continue.
Yo, when you said...
I used to think about girls when I'm masturbating.
You can hear the skin effect. That is so good. Oh my God.
Classic.
Kitty, we gotta call you back. I just hung up on Kitty. Bye. Fine, hang on.
hang on.
Put your dick back in.
Everybody's gotta calm down. Kitty just made everybody out of control. Novak, sit down now. Sit down now.
Kitty just got everybody out of control.
Dude, look, we call Kitty up for 5 seconds. She riles everybody up.
Now piss fest. Sing dick back in the pants. Nudie boy.
My God.
Nudie Novak.
Fucking nudie over here.
Nudie Novak. Yeah, I'll tell you about Nudie Novak. Remember when I talked to you fellas last week on Sirius Radio and we were in New York right before the Carson Daly Show? This dipshit, ew!
Oh, dude, I thought I had one.
Heroin Novak, run down. All right, here's the plan. It was raining at Times Square, and we were all like, all right, he's a few vodka pineapples deep, and he's going to run down Times Square completely nude. And so he takes off his clothes in this alley. He gives the clothes to Rab. Rab runs 3 blocks down to where we're supposed to meet up, because he's supposed to run down a straight line. So as soon as, like, he decides to go, he runs right through a crosswalk that says don't walk. So he almost nails a car. Like, you literally almost hit a cop car.
A cop car. I had to, like, bend my body out of the way.
And the cop car happens to be turning in the same direction to where Rab is waiting for him with the clothes. So now he's got to switch his whole direction and run down to his right in some other direction. I'm like, Rab, just try to meet us at 2. You're running down the whole city. All these people are looking at you. You're trying to find a cubby hole to hide.
Had on.
Because all he had on was absolutely nothing except biker boots with, like, all the way up to his kneecap.
It's like Mad Max boots.
Oh, it was
nothing.
So funny.
Well, dude, he walked past the first cop car when he went that was making a left and just missed him. Then he runs to the right and runs right into another cop car right there at that corner.
Oh yeah, I was just trying to film you the whole time. Then you ran into these two gay guys holding hands. You split right in between them, naked. I have it on film.
The worst thing is I depended on 5 drunk guys to keep an eye on me to make sure I didn't get locked up. Like, I was better off by myself doing it.
Yeah. Then finally he gets away with it. After being naked, hiding in some cubbyhole. You know where you hid? You hid at, like, Radio City Music Hall in like, a door alley.
Dude.
And, like, some, what was it, the Marriott? You ran into the Marriott. And you were totally nude.
I don't really have anything to say for myself at this point.
Then you didn't get caught, so now he feels like at the rest stop on the way home. We stopped at Woodrow Wilson rest stop. We go into Burger King, and the guy goes, "Yo, man, what you on that jacket? Yo, what the fuck you gotta say when you been there? You gonna do anything crazy?" And I was like, "Don't say that now." He's like, "Oh, come on, do something crazy." So then, of course, Novak walks in completely nude and buys some hamburgers, and they won't sell it to him, and then forces to make him
sell it to me because I won't leave. So they give it to me. I put all my condiments on. I take my sweet old fucking time, man.
You were chit-chatting with some guy like, "You better put your clothes on." You're like, "Why? What are you going to do? Call a cop?"
It'll be alright.
Novak, I'm going to play your favorite song.
Oh, a drug heroin song?
Yeah. It's called "The Day I Die" by Mondo Generator.
I want that played at my funeral.
Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
They're gonna throw a party. a feast. I'm a beast. Catalyzed shit and piss. I'm dead. Yeah, I'm dead. Rip off my skin. Have a feast.
We found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
All right, that was Mondo Generator, Day I Die, which is Novak's favorite song.
My anthem.
And we opened up Jake's Bar the other night. Jake's Bar is his bar. Rab, explain Jake's Bar, because you were a local there for a little while.
It's a hole-in-the-wall closet bar. You can only fit about six people in there, tops. And they have 50-cent dram every day, all day. You can open it up at, like, what, 8 in the morning?
No, they open up at 7 in the morning.
7.
And we decided to go there drunk as hell, and I called up all my friends who weren't with me, and I left all these messages, and I left one on Dunn's machine that he's going to play in a minute.
Dude, this guy was so loaded, he got so, like...
It's speaker there.
Jesus.
What am I talking
about?
Where are you? Where am I? What the hell is going on?
It came up with Jake's Bar.
Oh my god, dude, I was annihilated. And think, that was 8 in the morning.
Yeah, but you had another one that came out after that.
I went all the way until 8 at night. I went to, where did we go? We went to Ryan's Pub, I got kicked out of there. We went to Kildare's, I got kicked out of there. Oh, dude, I was hungover for so long. I'm still not drinking from
it. So drunk, like, I was scared. I saw that evil look in his eye. He had all this fucking vampire makeup on, and they gave him, like, a
fang for some reason.
He had one fang, and he keeps trying to talk to me. I'm keeping him arm's distance away. He's like, what's wrong, Novak? I'm like, dude, I don't trust you. You look like you're ready to just hit me in the face right now. He's like, just give me a hug, man, please. So I give him a hug. He gets all sentimental and fucking weird. And he's still look. He puts both arms around me. I put one on him. He's like, you didn't mean that. I'm like, I did mean that. He's like, you didn't put both arms around me. How did
he's gonna cry.
He was so sentimental.
Yo, the thing is, because Dunn always talks about how, like, so Doug, what'd you do the other day? Oh man, we opened up Jake's Bar, it was fucking crazy. Like, you always make opening up Jake's Bar sound so cool. It is the worst hungover nightmare. Why do you act like it's so cool? Is I love it. Nightmare.
It's not a nightmare.
Dude, that's cool at the time. That's guaranteed weekend of hellish hangover.
No, it's a one day, it's a full 24 hours, 24 to 36 hours of recovery. After that, you're back in the game.
He just adds 12 hours in.
You added Blackberry Brandy to the situation.
That's all I can think when you open that place. Oh, you go in, you take one shot of Blackberry Brandy, 8 o'clock in the morning, vomit everything up, because immediately you will. You go in the bathroom, vomit everything up, now you're empty, and you go back up and start filling with Blackberry Brandy again.
It's true, I see him do it. He's pretty good.
And they have the worst...
You were there when we...
I've
run his program, and it's healthy.
Who hasn't opened up Jake's Bar?
I never fucking opened it up.
Why are you so mad to say that?
Same reason that Bam ain't drinking right now. You open up Jake's Bar with any of these guys, and you're guaranteed up 24 hours.
I'm ready to see it now.
The thing is, though, when we opened it up, I figured we'd be the only ones drinking, but there was, like, a whole posse of, like, police officer just got out of work.
Yeah.
People from UPS who just got out of work, and it was a goddamn madhouse hopping machine.
Yeah.
It was like 8:30 in the morning. I'm like, this place is on fire.
It made me feel like a hardcore alcoholic.
Yeah, like, dude, they
I started feeling bad about my life when I was in there with all these dudes like drinking at 8:30 in the morning.
What's the game with the sand that they play?
Shuffleboard.
They want us to like team up and play them.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to put the money.
I don't even know my name right now.
I gotta call my friends, find out who I am.
Oh, you can say all you want about it, but that's my heaven.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
That's my whole bar of sunshine there.
It'll do lounge.
Dude, it'll do lounge. Dude, what other place opens up at 8 o'clock in the morning? And then lets the person that passed out in front of the bar come in and drink?
That's true.
I have been flat out in front of that place. He doesn't let me do it all the time, but every once in a while, it'll be a good enough move to let me in.
On the drive today from Denver, Colorado to Copper Mountain, Dunn saw a bar so haggard. It said, "It'll do lounge." That's the name of it. He wants to be there right now.
I want to live there. I want to see if they're hiding a bartender.
Yeah, so we're in Copper Mountain in Colorado, and we're going to this, Zoomies Party or something?
Zoomies Party just started.
It's called Vodka Bar or something. Well, we got to show up fashionably late. You can't just show
up. Yeah, dude. And I'm showing up naked.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
Yeah, it's just snow boots.
Just snow boots and goggles. That's it.
I think goggles means too goofy. If you have a coat on, which is
blue.
But then girls can't really smell
packages. And a belt.
Yeah, well, you don't care about all these chicks seeing your tiny, tiny dick?
Yeah, oh, today, I wanted to say this. When you shoved your ass on Ray's face today, for my whole life, I've been self-conscious.
Yeah.
And today, you care?
Yeah, high five.
I know for a fact that someone smaller than me.
I had this girl
sum it up so perfect. I'm a grower, not a shower. Because if I show you my dick now, like, you can barely see it. It barely comes out of my skin. It's so small, but how can I argue that? God made it. Why am I going to make excuses? Fuck you, you know? I can't change it. I mean, fuck. I don't got millions.
Actually, you can.
Yeah, get a hard on.
No, with one of those penis pumps.
Yeah, you can cut it.
I'm not.
Cut the string in there.
Regardless, I'm still getting pussy either way. I just hang with the millionaire next to me, bam, and I just like sell dreams, and they think I have as much money as him, so they're willing to overlook it. Not because I'm good looking, but because they want to be with him, so they just settle for me. And I know it. So game on, ladies.
Jesus, watch out, women.
For all you women out there ready to settle, strap one on, because Brent is ready to go.
Oh, God. He's got a fistful of wedding rings. AKA Jimmy Hansen.
Oh, man.
Dude.
You're a real piece of work.
I can't wait until you go snowboarding because you have to do it.
I'll do it. Oh, man. We're going to get some good footage.
Nudie Novak.
I should be in the tree nude.
This is
turning
into Nudie Novak.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean, should you?
Oh, yes. You're not leaving here with clothes, pal.
And you know what's sick is that girls just think it's so funny and they just want to be a part of it. They just like want to join in, so they just mess with me or fuck me because I'm like doing funny things. It's all about being secure, man. I'm telling you. If you're like, I really don't want to get naked because like my dick's not too big, they don't want to hear that. If I'm like, babe, my dick is small, but I'm a grower, not a shower, and I will fuck you so good.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
I just get it, man. You just got to be confident whatever you do.
All right, I'm going to play a song.
Thank God.
In the meantime,
thank God.
Does yours get bigger when it gets hard?
Oh, definitely.
Like, when it gets big, is it big or is it just, like, average?
I've never had a girl complain, ever.
I will back him up and say that I did see him naked one time with a chick that was helping him out, and it's not pitiful.
No, it's not like...
I certainly still wouldn't brag, but it's not pitiful.
Well, you got that going.
Well, you're not going to choke anyone, put it that way. Alright, what song are you playing?
I'm playing a song by...
Shut the fuck up!
I'm going to introduce the song.
Sweet.
It's Foreign Objects. This is my brother's band. They made this before CKY, and the song is called Test It Out. This album actually just came out. Raph just farted on Novak. It's disgusting. This is Foreign Objects, Test It Out, Radio Band Series 28 Bash. We'll be right back.
Go ahead.
Now back to
Radio Bam. All right, we're back. We're back, and that was Foreign Objects tested out, and we have a new topic.
Uh-oh.
How about in New York when we were having drinks with Carson Daly? Rake shows up with his date, but she has her 80-year-old grandma with her.
She was like 70 plus.
What were you doing? There's no way you're getting any action with her 80-year-old grandma co-signing in New York City.
Oh, come on.
Why would you ever say yes to meeting up with her?
I had to.
You and the daughter are like doing shots, and I look over, the mom's like casually drinking coffee. And why'd she come? Where was her position in this whole party?
Yeah, but Rake's argument is that she was up all night the night before doing butter. She's 80 years old.
Yeah, God, you missed it.
The beer's here. Beer's here. Look, I love Colorado. They deliver wild turkey right to your room.
Oh, man, I'm jealous.
All right, everyone, throw off the money.
I can't drink, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm doing the loop in Phoenix in 3 days, and I need to prepare myself.
Funny spot.
I gotta watch all you asses drink.
It's cheap. Typical of these guys, they're driving Lambos and Mercedes, and they come with like $5 in a pocket.
No, I'm not cheap, I'm just completely broke.
Okay. Let's get started. I said, quit talking shit on me when I'm not there to defend myself.
You are here to defend yourself.
I came talking to the beer man. It was her mom.
Why would you let her come?
Because I didn't let her come to this show. You gotta deal with what you can.
Let me just analyze this.
Okay.
You met the greatest fox in your life. She is. Do you think that she's the one that you're gonna marry?
Right.
All right. But you're gonna have a night out on the town in New York City.
Yes.
And she's like, yeah, I'll meet up with you, but my mom's gonna come. What would you say?
No. Simply no.
Even if she's your dream girl.
No. Because, like, we're gonna be partying, and mom's gonna be making sure I don't get in her pants.
They're Australian, they're cool. I'm telling mom to hit the freaking road.
But she didn't.
But you never would.
You didn't. You're lying.
He's lying straight to all of us.
Ray, come over here and tell us why you're lying. Stop paying the beer man.
Well, no, he's got to pay the beer guy.
When you're a desperate man like me, sometimes you gotta have a plan B. That's why.
That was a plan E.
Wait, so her 80-year-old grandma was plan B? Ew!
Dude, Rake morals just got thrown right out the window.
And they were a dead eye to begin with. It's pretty easy to toss that one out.
We are talking about a guy who just came back from a porn convention.
The breeze.
What's going on with that? And he's going by himself. He doesn't have like a co-signed buddy. We like call him up one night, like, Rake, what do you do? I'm going to Vegas. With who? Myself. Why? For a porn convention.
He's the fucking LA County pornographer.
What did you do?
The worst one was a porn convention, and I still didn't get laid.
God damn.
I lied to you guys at dinner, so I was too embarrassed.
You did. You lied right to our face at dinner. You lied to
Why did you lie to us?
Because I felt self-conscious with all the other people there.
That's the prime example why you're not getting laid. Be secure in whatever happens.
It was good. These girls were into me. But, dude, I just saw their butts get torn up.
You're lying.
Oh, so bad. Jesus. And then...
Oh, God.
Come on, Bam.
Dude, Bam acts like he's getting all healthy, eating like these vegetarian meals, vegetables, and he just smells like a pile of week-old baby shit.
What was the problem?
Jesus, what did you eat?
So I don't know, man. Just that flight and then all this like vegan healthy shit. I don't know.
What are you talking about? You steak ribs.
Yeah, I had a bite of yours. I had some nice healthy tuna with some brown rice.
And mine too.
Just eat pizza and burgers.
Is that what you do?
Man, my farts don't smell. That's smart.
This is how he eats his burgers.
He's just like hanging in the wind.
Dude, you guys are sick.
You're calling us sick?
Okay, you've been busting on me all night. You shoved your balls in my face.
Yeah.
And not even a beer bottle up your rear end could get you off of it.
Rear end? What are you doing, Rake? It's a fucking ass.
This Colorado trip is going downhill. We haven't even been here for 3 hours.
We weren't even here for 20 minutes before I was naked in the lobby sitting on Rake's face.
We're on the Black Diamond going downhill on this show.
Did we explain that the security guard helped us hold Rake down while he rubbed his face? I just wanted to reiterate that.
No,
the security guard helped us.
It was like a reverse atomic sit-up.
while the security guard just watched and laughed at me.
How'd you figure that out?
What is reverse atomic sit-up?
Yeah.
Everybody knows the atomic sit-up. That's when you put a towel over a guy's face and you make him, like, put it over his eyes so he can't see. And you say, try to do a sit-up as hard as you can. And you get the fattest, sweatiest dude in gym class who just ran around all afternoon to put the ass right in the radius of
his face
coming up. So when the dude straightens, you let go of the thing and his face goes right in the ass. Now reverse that when the ass goes to the face and you're being held down.
Hey, he's got some half point.
What kind of show is this?
I don't know.
Let's find out if Deco knows.
Deco knows what?
What a reverse atomic sit-up is. Because you hang out with him all the time. If he doesn't know, you're dead. Oh, that's crap.
Typical
detail. I know.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll get back to me.
And he's always at Walmart or something, like buying like curtains.
He was going off on me today. I was like, well, I'm in Colorado drinking beer. We're right on the ski mountain. He's like, typical Dinko, he's going to Best Buy today and he's mad because I'm not going out to get DVDs because I'm on a mountain in Colorado getting free snowboards.
He's mad.
And getting an ass in your face.
Okay, Brandon, oh, maybe you're the smart one.
Ew,
smells
bad. Because I eat peaches and cheeseburgers, dude.
It's true. Yo, Rap, are you going back to Shippensburg?
Yep.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
I heard it today.
Rap is going back to college.
Wow.
I'm signed up this semester.
Oh, here's B now. Yo, Deco, we're recording Sirius Radio right now. Yeah, so you're live, and we heard that you were mad at Rake because you wouldn't go out and get DVD. He wouldn't go get DVDs with you because he was going to Colorado.
Oh, yeah, because I returned my crappy MTV disc, which was some bottom of the barrel fucking Evo. It was money from Best Buy.
Wait, you returned it and it worked?
You returned it.
I'm doing that shit.
You returned it and it worked.
It worked. Give me 200 bucks. I got a recordable DVD player so I can record fucking referees getting their faces smashed in on audio of the NFL.
So you can't get your money back, you could just return it for something else?
Yeah. You just get credit at the store
for 3 months.
You
want to bust
the best
bag.
Listen to this
fucking
strike of the back of the ball. You ready for this?
Motherfuckers.
He's bowling.
He's bowling right now?
Yeah, I'm bowling right now.
Yo, Brand. What's a reverse... Yeah, what's a reverse atomic wedgie?
Atomic sit-up.
What's a reverse atomic sit-up?
A reverse atomic sit-up is when Rake has a naked man under his head, he's doing a sit-up position, but he's doing a sit-up, his head backwards, so it's essentially called the guy's butt club.
No, that's pretty damn close because Novak just sat on Rake's face naked just a minute ago in the restaurant. It was hilarious.
I can't believe he fucking did that.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Alright, Brand, keep bowling. We'll talk to you soon. So, Rap, tell me about Shippensburg. Why are you going back to college?
Why?
Only on Wednesdays, though.
Because I have one semester left, and I went back to have a meeting, and they're basically giving me a degree. They're giving me 18 credits for free.
That's awesome.
And then now I have one semester left, so...
Lucas Shippensburg Dean just happens to be listening to Sirius Radio right now.
They're not giving me shit. I worked my ass off for that.
You're like, this stupid-ass Dean motherfucker give me 18 credits for free.
I didn't say stupid-ass. Awesome.
Awesome. So when does this start?
Wednesday, and I'm not going to be there for my first class.
You're such a loser.
Where are you going to be instead?
Here at Copper Mountain.
But where are you going next?
Then, what do you mean, after that? Then I'm going to Dallas, Texas.
You're not even
going
to be there for the first two ones?
Possibly not.
Oh, my God. Yo, remember when you had that Cadillac that you bought for like $400 and you were driving home from Shippensburg?
No, you gotta tell this whole thing.
This is the best ever.
Dude, We get the car for this film Haggard that we filmed like 3 years ago. This guy's like, "Hey man, I'll give you a car. Like whatever you do, just put my name in the credits." We're like, "All right, cool. You'll just give it to us." So he gives it to us. I pick it up. There's a huge sign on the steering wheel that just says "No brakes." I get in and start driving, and then I notice that all the electrical wires are taped up with masking tape. So I have no car at the time, and I need to get back to school. So I'm like, "God damn, how the fuck am I doing? Fuck it, I'm just gonna barge it with this piece of shit car." I drive up there. I have some stupid kitten in my car climbing all around.
I remember that cat. What kind of cat? Was it yours?
No, Jen gave me it because her cat had kids and she was trying to get rid of them. So I'm a dumbass and I just took it. It's crawling all around the car while I'm driving down the highway. I have no windshield wipers. It's pouring down rain. My fucking dashboard just catches on fire. The goddamn masking tape just goes up. I have to fucking just like clap out the fire with my hands. I'm burning my hands. Then the headlights go out. I'm driving down the middle of the fucking highway. No windshield wipers, no headlights.
Wait, was this before or after you plowed the turnpike?
This is before. This is on the way up. So I'm on the way up. The lights go out. The windshield wipers are out. I pull off to the side of the road. I have this little cat like, meow, fucking bouncing around my goddamn car. I have to fall asleep on the side of the highway all night because I have no lights. And I couldn't go anywhere. So I fall asleep. I wake up. I drive up to try and make class. I get there so fucking tired.
How did you get there? He waited till the next day.
I waited till the next day.
Started right back up again?
It still worked. I had no lights though. I couldn't see in the middle of the night.
How did the fucker not catch out of fire? Did you have a fire extinguisher or something?
No, I was smacking out with my hands in my shirt and shit.
Oh, so
I was
like, caught on fire on the inside.
Yeah. And I was like burning my hands trying to put it out while I'm driving down the road and this cat's underneath my fucking feet. So then
it gets even better though.
So then the morning comes, I get the car started, drive up there, I'm like, I'll just lay on the couch for a minute and then I'll go to class. I pass out, miss all my fucking classes, and then there's no reason that I even needed to drive up there. So I get back in the car and I go home, and I'm like, fuck, man, like, there's no point in coming up here. My car already caught on fire. So I drive, and I'm on my way home. I get to the fucking Downingtown exit. The brakes just fucking went.
Imagine it's the turnpike, an actual, like, a turnpike
toll booth.
A toll booth.
It's a toll.
With a gate that goes up and down. This fucker.
A toll booth exit. I come off the fucking off ramp. I'm going 45. I hit the brakes. Nothing happens. I'm like, oh shit! Like what the fuck do I do? What the fuck do I do? So I try to jam it in the park, and that didn't work. All I hear is some clicking noise. I try to hit the emergency brake. That didn't work. I go flying through the fucking toll booth, going 45 miles an hour, hanging out the window. Like, hold on a minute. I'll pay in a minute. And I'm fucking there. I fly past it. Into a fucking guardrail to stop me because there was no way I was stopping.
And then you went back and paid the toll.
I ran back and paid the toll in quarters.
Two pictures. Okay. Here's the best part. Yo. Picture being the toll booth guy. Some guy just barrels through at 45 like, be right back. Then he looks out on the other side and then he just crashes into the guardrail. Then he gets out and runs toward him and goes, here you go, buddy. Sorry about that.
Not to mention, the day before I left for Shippensburg, you guys all painted a huge fucking dick on the car.
Brad, this song is devoted to you, and it's called Shippensburg by CKY, and I'm singing on it too, so check it out. Radio Bam, Series 28, back.
Oh my God!
Makes me happy. The things that make you sad. The feeling that I control's absorbed by the radio jack. I found my indecision, the product of the media grind. The feeling that I control, have you press rewind. Now I'm on the way.
How the fuck you say it?
I said, Sirius. Yeah. On Sirius 28. Faction.
Oh, God.
All right, we're back, and that was Shippensburg by CKY, and the song was devoted to Rap himself because he's going back to Shippensburg for school. You have any good memories that you want to share after the fact that you just barreled through his fucking toll booth and had to pay?
Not to mention, there's a big dick on the car painted on there. Ryan had the great idea of painting I Hate Truckers backwards on the front so they could read it in the rear view.
And that goes
so I'm driving
the
down the highway
bike.
Like, oh, I swear to God, I don't hate you guys. But I love you guys. Come on, do that little horn thing.
Truckers own the turnpike.
I know.
And then when he has to drive up there and he has to look at the rear view.
Fuck, fuck it! Cops an ass!
Cops an ass!
Cops an ass, Terry's here.
Yo, you know you can't be running in a room like that looking like the way you do. We all got scared.
You're live on the radio right now. Now get over here.
Yeah,
tell Sirius what's up.
Hey.
Say what's up to Sirius.
What the
fuck? What's up? You know how funny Boo Boo got knocked the fuck
you
out?
You buck, we buck back.
Are you going snowboarding?
You gotta go.
Compton has been living in Compton all this time, and now he's at a ski resort, and he's gonna get ready to go snowboarding for the first time. Are you gonna do it?
No.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
I heard you were getting like trainers today on the Kitty Mountain and shit.
I want to go down in the tube, yo.
I'll do it with you. I want to go down
in the tube.
Tandem tubing. You with me?
Yeah.
You with that?
Yeah.
What if your Compton buddies see that and they think that it's a little bit faggy? Are they going to beat up?
You're going to lose your friends.
Yo, we got to do a tandem facing each other.
Never mind anything we're talking about. Shush. I just heard that your ex-girlfriend came in with thugs with guns and took all your jewelry. What?
Yo, what the fuck is that about, bro?
Yo, start from the beginning. I need to hear it all,
come
man.
Come on, get over here. Get over here.
Talk about it.
No,
tell it.
All right. If you insist.
Tell it. So what happened? When was this?
Like a month ago.
And how long have you been dating her?
Like 3 months.
Did you love her?
No. I mean, yeah.
He's taking no backstage.
Immediately.
No, I mean, yeah.
I mean, I don't now. This is to the point I can't stand her, but...
So wait, what made you get into a big argument?
It wasn't a big argument. It was the point. Like, I just couldn't be with her no more. I couldn't put up with her. And she knew that. And she knew it. She seen it coming. So she was just like, all right, you don't want to be with me, all right? I got something for your ass. I'm like, whatever. Like, you know, so I'm telling her she has shit at my place. So I'm like, dude, get what you got to get, you know, get on. So she's like, all right, I'm going to have my friends come over and help me move my stuff. So she like, give me a couple hours, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So I guess her ex-boyfriend was a gangster or whatever. She's like, yo, I want y'all to get to it. Just go help me move my stuff and that's going to be it, whatever. But I'm like, at the same time, like, nah. Because I don't want to go over there, you know what I'm saying? And like, they take my shit, whatever. So yeah. I'm like, well, at least I want to see what's going on. She's like, nah, don't come over. Because y'all might get into it, whatever. I'm like, I ain't tripping. So I go home. I see these niggas. Like, I pull up my store. I see these niggas just marching out with my bags. They got the Element jacket on.
They actually have your Element clothing?
The four of them. I swear to God, Kingman. So I'm like... Damn, first thing come to my mind, like, I see these new bags. I just bought some jeans and shit from this place called Up Against the Wall. So I see the bags. I'm like, out of the 10, like, I know that ain't that shit. You know
did you
saying?
Say, like, yo,
but then I first, I'm like, I froze. I'm in the car and I see him just, like, putting shit in the back of her car. And I'm like, damn, there's two of them. So I'm like, it's just me. I'm like, damn. 9 out of 10, like, I thought these niggas might mix me. You know what I'm saying?
This is all running through my ass. Did you say, give me my shit back?
So this is how it happened. So I'm like, fuck it. Like, I'm in the car, heated as hell. I can see it. You know what I'm saying? She come out and she see my truck. She like, yeah, go that nigga right there. High sun and going hard. And the nigga's like, what? And I'm like, damn. So I hop out. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just about to man up. Fuck it. I'm just talking. But I'm at the same time. I'm like, damn. I'm outnumbered. I'm like, hop out. So by the time I walk up, the nigga like, won't you eat? Bang his hood on me, whatever. And the nigga like, empty out your pocket. I'm like,
he said, empty out your pockets.
Like that, get out. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, boogie woop, this crib. Like, nigga, empty out your pockets. I'm like, damn, I froze. Like, damn. And I'm like, realizing, like, is this shit happening?
Did he have a gun on you?
Yeah, then he just pulled out a gun. And this boy pulled out one. I'm like,
and what was your girlfriend doing?
The high sign, like, damn, bitch ass nigga, I told you don't fuck with me and all this. And I'm like,
what a bitch.
I'm like,
that is
like,
a so bitch fucking move.
You know, yeah, like, that's one of the bitchiest. Didn't she just call you like a month goes by? She calls you like, yeah, what are you up to?
I'm not so loud about shit. Like, yo, what's up? What you up to?
Long time
like,
no see, no hard feelings. Hard feelings, you put a fucking gun on me, bitch.
you get the shit back?
No.
But it's a moral story is the nigga locked up now, though.
For that?
Not because of that. He's tried to do a robbery. Like a couple weeks later, he locked up, man.
Know that. Because
you know Lionel, he in jail with him, and Lionel seen him. You know Lionel?
Yeah, your cousin?
Yeah, he in jail right now.
Oh, shit, what'd he do?
For a gun charge. But he called me from jail. Like, damn, nigga, what do you? Because I guess he know him. Because the nigga was in the jail bragging. Like, damn, that nigga on TV, what do you? I robbed that nigga in the jail bragging. So it got back to him. So he called me, like, get him locked up with the nigga right now.
What?
When do you get your fucking team issued handgun?
Can we get that today?
Yo, we're getting it. It's still in order.
Wait a minute. I need to know how much shit did they get from yours?
Well, you know they took them out the door. They took like a couple.
So
they
just
took them out. That was the first thing they grabbed. They took the helmet jackets.
I thought you said they stole ice cream.
I'm like,
did they take any like gold chains?
I'm hungry, niggas.
Oh, they took that nice ass watch you saw it with LA?
That's why I got known, but
yeah, it was expensive as shit.
For real.
How much was that watch?
For real, bought it.
$12,000. Wait, you walked out the car with it on?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking, dude.
Oh, man.
How much was it? $12,000. What are you doing wearing a $12,000 watch in Compton?
I know.
Are you fall?
Yo, where else?
What the hell is that fake one? Why don't you go to 52nd and Market and just get the fake ass one? What's wrong with you?
Damn, that was pretty weird though,
because I ain't never really seen no shit go down like that. I've been in the hood, I didn't see niggas shot, but it was like really on some movie shit. Like it was just like, nigga, give me everything. Like, damn.
What kind of gun was it? Like a pistol?
357. My motherfucker was so big.
Or whatever. I don't know
what that. You're looking down the barrel.
Yo, did this go down at daylight?
At night. So at night. It was just weird. It was just so random how it happened.
Everybody just drinking sugar water and Hennessy. They got all heated up. They're like, give me that nigga. You got that nigga. Got that cold chain. I need it.
You didn't have your co-signers with you? Did you always carry around?
That's from Lionel's back at home. And Michael's out skating.
Oh, man.
Like, so I just came back to the house. I'm like, dude, Michael's out skating. I'm like, dude, I still feel safe. I know they ain't going to take my shit. There's nobody about this. Walk in the house. See all my shit laying on. It's like, oh, we just going to help you move yours. Like, no.
They're not white.
Cause she's steady. I'm like, don't come over here. Like, if you come over here or something, I'm like, fuck. It's no what, dude. They might just walk off for half the fucking house.
Nah, that's bullshit.
You know, so I'm like,
there's no way they're gonna want to talk this one out.
It's like, it's no way they're just gonna take her stuff, like, all right, you got all this stuff, let's get on, like, no.
Oh, man.
Like, so I'm like, the whole time, like, dude, I gotta go over there. It's like, don't go over there.
Well, it looks like it's time to wrap this radio show up. So
we're glad you're here, man. We made it.
Everybody's gonna say goodbye, but being Compton S is here, we didn't know that. He's gonna have to play his favorite rap song for us before we go. So, name the song, and then we're gonna play it. What's that song we were in the car for? What's it called?
MJG and 8-Ball. You don't wanna? Smack your bitch.
It's called You Don't Wanna. Say his name again.
You Don't Wanna, MJG and 8-Ball.
I hope you got some
MJG stuff. And 8-Ball.
Right. So here it goes. It's Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, and everybody say goodbye.
Later. Later. I love LQ music.
Yeah. It's Bad Boy South, niggas.
Yeah.
Ball and G. Put it in reverse and bag it up.
Radio Bamper this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.